Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Bombshell news, I think, taking place in everywhere. I'm going to begin with something that I have mentioned in the past for the last 4 years, 5 years. The matter of the witches in the occult, male and female witches, cursing Trump, cursing Donald Trump, casting spells. Now, there's an article out of modernitynews.news.com. Witches complain they can't cast spells on Trump because he has some kind of protection around him. Well, yes, people praying for him, and it's confusing to these people. You see, they're used to casting spells, cursing people, cursing people. And the curses are effective. But they're finding it odd that they can't cast a spell on Donald Trump because he has some kind of protection around him. A post on the far left website appeared in a subreddit called Witches vs. Patriarchy, features one of the witches bemoaning the fact that their spells aren't working on the Donald. Some other witches have mentioned that doing spells directly against Trump are not as effective as we might hope, as he seems to have some kind of protection around him, laments the witch. So, they've mentioned that doing spells directly against Trump, not effective. A freezer spell against Project 2025 would likely be used, but I wouldn't give the Cheeto to any more attention right now. A lot of people are taking the opportunity to do protection and uplifting kinds of spells to help Kamala and the Democrats rather than attacking the other side. An awesome spell that can be repeated many times is the Blue Wave Spell by Michael M. Hughes. This is what they do. American people, you don't see this on MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. They suggest casting spell against Project 2025 instead, which is a Heritage Foundation policy document that wasn't even created by the Trump, was not created by the Trump campaign, and which they have disavowed repeatedly. This is just one. There's another one, BBC News, out of Europe. Witches cast mass spell against Donald Trump. Most of his opponents believe they will have to wait 4 more years to see him leave the White House. But American witches are more optimistic. At the stroke of midnight on Friday, followers of witchcraft across the U.S. performed, this is last Friday, performed a mass spell designed to stop the president doing harm. A Facebook group devoted to the ritual has attacked over 10,500 lines and coined the hashtag Magic Resistance. The development has sparked fury among Christian conservatives who have accused the witches of declaring spiritual war. The words of the spell include a plea to the Wiccan deities to bind Donald J. Trump so that his maligned works may fail utterly, and so that he shall not break our policy, usurp our liberty, or fill our minds with hate, confusion, fear, or despair. This is projection. This is mere projection, mirrored projection. What they speak, they are. They are mirroring what they are to curse Trump. That's my comment. Mr. Trump's supporters don't escape either, as the spell asks that their malicious tongues be curbed also. And I reported when Trump was president, these spells that went out against him daily to empower all of Trump's enemies, that the spells would empower Hillary in everything that she would say when she's before the cameras, with all of the other Clapper, the two brothers from New York, what is their name? Mario and Chris Cuomo. These people were being, the witches were casting spells on their behalf. And this war of the witches, male and female, these individuals in the occult world casting spells to cover the whole atmosphere, to cover the country with hatred, with violence, with destruction, death, murder, mayhem. This is the chaos of the God that they serve. He's called the Destroyer. And his children, that's what they do. They pray for destruction, the death of people. Their spells didn't work in these two assassination attempts, and they won't work. I'm not saying that they're not powerful. They are. We have to be careful. Mary Pat, as in Vido, took part in the ritual in Arizona, and she saw the ritual as a unity prayer. She told the BBC, a true witch would never cast a spell on anyone without their permission. Now, that's a straight-out lie. That's a straight-out lie right there. You can tell her father is the devil, that they would not cast a spell without their permission. If somebody come to me and ask me if they could cast a spell on me that I die, am I going to agree with that? Would I agree? Okay, you can cast a spell on me that I die. Sure, go ahead. It's ridiculous. Their prayer is for the well-being and peace of all beings. No, that's not true. Misleading. Their father is the devil. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
It's time for the Deafblind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Chasing rabbits? Are we chasing rabbits? I don't think so. This world of the occult is real. So this woman, she tells BBC News, Mary Pat Azevedo, she tells BBC News, she's out of Arizona, probably around, what is that place where all the New Agers go? Northwest of Phoenix, Sedona, capital of which capital of the country? She said that she saw the ritual as a unity prayer. A true witch, quote, would never cast a spell on anyone without their permission. Do you think Donald Trump has given them permission to cast spells on him so that he fails? That's nonsense. It's ludicrous. This prayer is for the well-being and peace for all beings. This is another lie. They want total destruction against their enemies. This is why they cast spells. The destruction of their enemies is the object. Within the occult, the covens are always in competition against themselves. You're seeing this right now in the United States. Kamala, Obama, Biden, all three pushing for power in a secret society base of power. There's a power struggle right here happening in the United States. These witches, they curse other covens. They all want to be the top of the pyramid. There's a war right now between four people. Donald Trump, Kamala, Biden, Obama. Who is going to be the individual to take top position in that occult system that's coming in America? Donald Trump will not be in that system. He's not in the occult. The other three are members of secret societies. One of the three is going to ascend to the top position of authority in this country. So these witches that are casting these spells, they better enjoy it, because they have less than 8 years to exist. So I've read two articles There's another one on Twitter. Owen Gregorian. Here's what he has to say. Self-proclaimed Reddit witches complaining they are finding it difficult to cast negative spells on Donald Trump because, again, he has some kind of protection around him. A post on the far-left website appeared in subreddit called Witches Patriarchy, which I've already touched on. So they've decided that what they're going to do is just to encourage the rest of their coven not to curse Trump, but to perform uplifting kinds of spells to help Kamala and the Democrats, which is needed given their increasingly dire poll numbers. Dire number poll. Dire poll numbers. Okay. So that's what's happening in the world of the coven members. Because of a great spell that has been over the world for centuries, thousands of years, there is no devil. There is no God. There's no eternal death. There's no eternal punishment. These are the lies that people have believed for thousands of years. But there are two dimensions. A gentleman by the name of great mathematician, John Dodgson, a.k.a. Lewis Carroll, writes the book Alice in Wonderland. The only way that he could convey the concept of two parallel worlds. One natural, tangible, physical, the other invisible. Nevertheless, it exists. There's great authority and power in that world. In the invisible world, there are intelligent beings. We call them angels, fallen angels, demons. Dodgson explained that down this rabbit hole, when you get down into it, you don't even know you don't know what to believe. What is real? Do you even exist? The world has entered into the great battle of the two dimensions in the years prior to Christ's second coming. We're in it. These witches, male and female, making it evident, they are casting spells. And who are they praying to? They deny that they're praying to Lucifer, to Satan. They deny that. They say that it's just the cosmos, just the whatever is out there. Well, be careful, because what is out there is real. The Bible makes it clear. Every human being, every person, no excluding nobody, except for those that die early, die in the womb, or when they come out of the womb, they're experiencing evil. So even they, because of their suffering, these children that are born to die, they experience evil in the world. But the Bible makes it clear that everyone will have an experience of what is down that rabbit hole. Everyone. You will have an experience. You cannot deny it. from something moving in the on the, along the table to seeing something that terrifies you, to sensing something, to feeling evil, something dark, something cold, to watching people who are, you can call them mad or insane. Christ, he went and visited some of these people that were mad, insane, out of their mind. But he cast out the demons, the spirits that controlled them. Some of these kids that have, there was a young boy, and he kept throwing himself in the fire, wanting to hurt himself. Christ had to cast out that spirit. Spirits, they cause people to cut themselves, harm themselves. This is something from down the rabbit hole. And now that we're getting, here we are just, what is it? A week away from Halloween. It's going to be a law. There will be spells. There are going to be coven ritual, blood sacrifice, human sacrifice. It's happened all through history. But we're modern. We're educated. We're sophisticated. We're too intelligent to believe in this Looney Tunes, demon worship, casting spells, cursing people. No, we're too sophisticated. We're too intelligent. Well, not what the Bible says. When you have presidents of this country in secret societies, both Bushes, skull and bones. So what do you do in the skull and bones, Mr. President? That's a secret. Why is it a secret? We can't talk about it. What do you do in those meetings? We can't discuss it. And here they have it in Yale. They have Geronimo's skull. And the issue, the Indians want to take that skull, bury it as their rituals. They need to bury their people. And it went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court overrode it. So they still have the skull at Skull and Bones in the facility. There was an incident. The fire department, there was an alarm that was triggered. They went to the building, and the gentleman that came out to greet the fireman said, "Well, sorry, it was a false alarm." They said, "Well, we still have to investigate." They went in to look to make sure there was no fire, and they see up at the front in a case, they see a skull. Guess whose skull it was? Geronimo's. What do they do with these skulls? It's been reported by many different news sites that those that have revealed some of the inner workings and the things that they do in Skull and Bones, parade around naked and other things, is they drink blood out of a skull. Not wine. Blood. Bizarre? Insane? Crazy? You just don't know the occult. But the whole country is getting a view now of the something in the air that you can't put your finger on that is very dark. Well, these people, it's a chalice. And remember, Geronimo was a great witch doctor, a medicine man with power. Some of the soldiers, they would try to capture the Indians. These Indians would become invisible. Avoiding capture.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
And this is no joke, this matter of the power of the occult world in this country. It's no joke. These presidents, they don't think being involved with these secret societies that have bowed the knee and promised and sold their souls to Lucifer, Skull and Bones, Freemasons. You bring them in, you know, in Freemasonry, you come in, it's just a fraternity, unless you keep going deeper and deeper, then eventually you realize what you're in. It can be too late. Jesuits, Knights of Malta, then you have Pilgrim Society, the main society that the Rockefellers, all of them, were members of, Illuminati. American people can't hide it anymore. We, you know, with witchcraft, you can't fool with it. Children messing with the Ouija board think it's just a hoax. They find out later when it's too late. And you know who the covens and the witches, male and female, black or white witches, you know who they target? Young girls. Young girls. Witch talk. Witch talk. There's TikTok and there's witch talk. And these young girls, because they don't have a background in the scriptures, spiritual background of any kind, they get involved in this stuff. It affects them mentally. They go mad. They begin to cut themselves, try to commit suicide. They lose all balance. They have no direction. That's who these witches target: young, unsuspecting females. And generally, there's no recovering these girls. By the time that they're so deeply involved and so mentally, they have so many mental issues, it's too late. So with these witches cursing Trump, I talked about this in 2020, right after Trump became once he was elected. No, I'm sorry, 2019. Even before that, the curses even then, and they're continuing to this very day. Witches praying for Tom Brady, that he would be where he would need to be and see what he needs to see so he could win a Super Bowl. I've read it. I have viewed these sites where these witchcraft cast their spells, and they tell you what they're praying for. So anyhow, I am going to go ahead and end with this John Dodgson, a.k.a. Lewis Carroll, Alice in Wonderland. He wrote the poem Jabberwocky. This is the only way he could explain the invisible world, which he realized existed through mathematics. It was because of math. And not only Dodgson, others as well. And these men, they wrote a book. There was a gentleman that wrote a book that not Alice in Wonderland, Alice in Quantum Land. He, the author, what was his name, Whitmore, he realized exactly what Dodgson had seen in an invisible world through quantum physics. There's an article I have. I need to dig it up. Through quantum physics, they have found the bottomless pit. It's in the Bible, a bottomless pit. It's there, empty presently, but it's going to have an occupant here before long, called the devil, that is created just for the devil, a bottomless pit. And he's going to be locked up in that pit for 1,000 years. And through quantum physics, viewing things through physics into an invisible world, understanding the speed of light, gravity. They still don't understand gravity, and they're not going to understand it. But the Bible tells you what it is. Everything is being held together by the Word of God. God is speaking everything that every molecule is in its space, in its place, because of God speaking. This is the Christian worldview. It's the only view that makes sense. And it's the only view that there is an eternity and there is either a place of joy, free from suffering and death. There's another place where your existence is in eternal torment. The Christian worldview is the only religion that presents eternity, an eternity of well-being, an eternity of punishment, or an eternity of punishment. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts, 1360khnc.com. For both hours.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hey, KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Thank you.
Before I forget, weekdays, 11 to 1 on americasfreedomnetwork.com. And the podcasts are archived on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. And evenings presently, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday for the first hour of each day's program on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. I think I'll give out a contact information. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Okay. Another interesting article. So you have former General John Kelly. And he attacks Trump. This is out of Fox News. Everybody's heard about this. Let's see here. Former president, he's still president legally, Donald Trump, responded to his former White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, who in recent days said that his ex-boss met the definition of a fascist and had an affinity for Adolf Hitler and dictators, saying he's a total degenerate. And he says, thank you for your support against a total degenerate named John Kelly. This is Trump, who made up a story out of pure Trump derangement syndrome hatred. Trump wrote on his Truth Social account yesterday. John Kelly, I like this. John Kelly is a lowlife and a bad general whose advice in the White House I no longer sought, and told him to move on. Kelly spoke in New York to the New York Times early in the week, voicing his concerns about Trump's potential returning to the White House. He told the outlet that he believed Trump met the definition of a fascist and would govern like a dictator. Well, look what happened. He says this in October of 2017, initially. And Trump, during the 4 years when he was in office, didn't exhibit any. There was no indication that Trump had Hitlerian dictatorship desires, ambitions. He says that the president is in the far right area. He's certainly an authoritarian. He admires people who are dictators. He has said that, according to Kelly. So he certainly falls into the general definition of a fascist. For sure, Kelly said. He certainly prefers the dictator approach to government. It wasn't evident in the first, during his years in office. That was not, you know, there was no anything to indicate that he had dictator approaches toward government. And then there's a retired general, Brigadier General Anthony Tutta. He questioned about the timing of Kelly's remarks just weeks before the election day, arguing, it smacks of personal revenge. Kelly also stated that Trump spoke positively of Hitler. He says that Trump commented more than once that, you know, Hitler did some good things too. This is really a lie. It's not true. The Atlantic also released a story earlier in the week using two unnamed people who claimed Trump said he needed the kind of generals that Hitler had. And this is what something that Kamala stated too. So you can see the barrage of lies. This is like these missiles coming out of Lebanon into Israel. Just rockets and missiles, but these are lies. These aren't explosive. These are as powerful as the explosives coming into Israel out of Lebanon. Trump campaign advisor Alex Pfeiffer pushed back against the claims, telling the outlet, "This is totally false, absolutely false. Trump never said this." He never did. He didn't say that. Trump, why would he, if he even believed it, if he even believed this, if this was true, why would he even say it? Why would he? It doesn't make sense. But like Trump said, Kelly is a lowlife. I like that. A lowlife. It just fits. It just sounds good. And Kelly, I watched Kelly over the years too, and he was absolutely a lowlife. And he did need to move on. And he was a bad general. And he was a globalist. He is, not was, he is a globalist. He is on the Rockefeller, in one way or the other, payroll. He is in secret societies. He's a member. We just can't deny it. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back in a few minutes to finish out hour one.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
And speaking of fascists, here, yesterday, Washington Post revealed Vice President Kamala Harris is going to deliver what she views as her closing argument to the American people Tuesday in a speech from the Ellipse in Washington, the site where former President Donald Trump spoke just before the January 6th riot. Campaign officials confirmed Wednesday. It was a revelation joined by the Unleashed Digital News Network, releasing its beyond shocking report, video report, Kamala funds Nazis. So the truth had come out. It factually documented that the 6th January 2021 attack on the American Capitol building was led by undercover Nazi forces, Ukrainian Nazi forces, funded by Ukrainian Nazi billionaire oligarchs. The Unleashed Digital News Network concludes, it released and concludes, beyond shocking news, Kamala funds Nazis on the American video hosting site Vimeo, controlled by former top leftist Google executive Philip Moyer, quickly after which it was revealed. Vimeo has pulled the plug on Unleashed News, removing all of our videos from publication, shutting down our account without warning. Their target, our latest release, Kamala Funds Nazis, which exposes truths the establishment doesn't want you to see. The deep state, the Democrats, the mainstream media, and their big tech allies are working overtime to silence the voices, revealing their collective corruption and cover-up, because they know we're right over the target. This isn't just another instance of censorship. It's a coordinated attempt to suppress information that threatens their power. I saw the video. Sure enough, one of the Ukrainian soldiers and a billionaire right there at the January 6th Washington, D.C. Staged attack on conservatives. I saw the video. True. Kamala, definitely. All of these funds coming from the Biden administration, these are funds reaching the Nazis in Ukraine. In the United States government, you have had, going back to the 40s, late 40s and 50s, Nazi collaborators in the United States of America, in Washington, D.C., in Congress, CIA, intelligence agencies brought in to Paperclip, Operation Paperclip, Nazi intelligence, Robert Mueller's father, Robert Mueller, his dad, Heinrich Mueller, worked for Adolf Hitler, one of the top four individuals around Hitler, brought into the CIA, worked in Central America, South America, till he retired. Heinrich Mueller, one of Hitler's top generals. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Hour two coming up.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound,